This is Game Plan, a supernatural leverage crossover fic, written by Ty Lean and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and was written for the prompt Supernatural Leverage, Dean and Elliot, The Reign of the Moonlight, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Crossover, Werewolves.
"Well, let's see, Dean," Sam says, throwing his hands up in exasperation. "It's a day before the full moon tomorrow, so no, I'm thinking your pet werewolf can't come."
Elliot keeps sharpening his knife, not bothering to do more than scowl silently. It's not that Sam's wrong, it's that Sam's an asshole. It's a very distinctive personality trait.
"It's a salt and burn, Sam," Dean says. "Easiest case of the year, you know that. Out in the middle of a goddamn desert, the entire settlement's gone until things stop going boo at them. Doesn't get any more perfect. If we can get him to help, awesome. If not, I've got my tranquilizer gun right here."
Elliot is fully planning to let them duke it out for as long as they feel like. It's not his first time at this rodeo, and honestly, one time was enough. But he can't help a quiet snort at that.
Dean gives him a betrayed look. "No, no."
Elliot waves the knife at him.
"Don't mean to interrupt. You were at the part where I'm going around the desert looking for something to snack on, and you shoot me. That's before I get myself after the tallest game for miles, right?" "It's after you lead us to the remains," Dean says. "We talked about this. If we can do the impossible and make a fully transformed werewolf focus on something besides killing everyone in the immediate area." Sam finishes. "Did I say fully transformed? I meant fully transformed, full grown, freakishly disturbing in hand-to-hand, even as a human."
"Werewolves don't do hand-to-hand, Sam," Dean says, throwing his hands up.
Elliot wonders if he's actually aware he's stealing Sam's moves.
"I'm pretty good at tackles, too, actually," he offers, picking up knife number 6. "Werewolves are big on that, except with claws."
"And teeth," Sam says. "Don't forget the teeth."
"Not the teeth you ought to worry about," Elliot says. "You'd probably be dead before you got to the teeth." Sam looks at him. Dean turns around to look at him, too.
"Not that I don't appreciate you being sane about this," Sam says, finally.
"But seriously, man, I take it back. You're just all around disturbing."
Elliot gives him a very mild smile.
Dean is back to looking like a kid who isn't being allowed to play with his toys, which is, after all, pretty much entirely true.
"You could help," he says, appealing to Elliot's sense of something or another. "Do you have any idea how much firepower a werewolf packs?"
"Got a pretty good idea,"
Elliot nods.
"Say I could bring down 2-3 hunters? I'm not so sure about the civilians, really. Guess it depends if they all run in the same direction."
Dean looks like he's about 2 seconds from stomping his feet.
"There are no civilians there!
And we're only going to take cases in the middle of the desert from now on, are we?" Sam says, snidely. "Even for 3 days every month, I don't really see that panning out."
"You've got to start somewhere," Dean says.
"That's true," Elliot says. He puts down the last knife. "All right, I'll do it." They both turn to stare at him again.
"Elliot," Sam says, "remember the part about being sane about this?"
"But you'll have to get somebody else to come out with us,"
Elliot tells Dean, ignoring this completely.
"He can't come."
Dean blinks. Sam blinks too, then raises his eyebrows and folds his arms across his chest.
"Too much hair," Elliot explains, when it becomes clear they're too thrown to argue with him. He leans over to grab his crossbow. He'll give me indigestion.
The really creepy thing, Sam says, after a moment of Elliot fine-tuning the string and Dean scowling wordlessly at the other wall, is that I can't actually tell if that means he was joking about doing it.
Elliot smiles at him again. Does the kid good to keep on his toes. The end.